This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. It's Gil Alexander here at Circa. Kelly on vacation in Nash, Vegas today and next week. Matt Brown will be joining me here in studios, co-host on Monday, as he will on Wednesday as well. A little janky thing, but those 2 days, Matt will be with me. Looking forward to that. Part of the old primetime action crew, the three of us. Tweets have been in the book J&J Watering Hole. I've read all three of your books, Mr. Andrews, and can't wait to get to reading this one. Great to see you back on the show, sir. And Ryan Hyatt just shipped the last hour of VSiN with Gil and Chrissy to the Broadcast Hall of Fame and be done with it. Thanks, guys. Scotty J 509, what a fantastic show today. Love hearing from Chrissy. Thank you. It's great having Chrissy in. Patrick Kelly, that was awesome. I'm a newbie, so can only imagine the good old shows were great old shows. Gil, Chris, you guys should celebrate and go have a catch. Oh, there we go with the have a catch stuff, which again is just absolutely all over the Twitter timeline this morning, courtesy of Jensen and Dave, who had this debate. Did you say play catch as a kid or did you say have a catch? I probably said neither, but if I was going to say one of those, it would absolutely be play catch, because nobody says have a catch, for God's sakes. Ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Chrissy Andrews' nemesis, Steve Fezzik, host, or I should say guest, but also the star of Fezzik Fridays. Let's go.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Ah, well, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day. He's won other contests, too, but that's sort of the headline. It's Chrissy Andrews. It's the thorn in Chrissy Andrews' side. It's Stevie Fezzik. Did you guys get along? Did you guys cross paths out there?
I did not see Chrissy, but I saw him at
you
Bet
Bash.
You
were hiding behind a slot
machine. I'm afraid.
Machine.
So, you know, in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, there is Brad Hamilton gets fired from All-American Burger.
Yes, he does.
And his girlfriend, source of reason, says, I'm sure if you apologize for whatever reason to Dennis Taylor for, you know, using profanity threatening to assault the customer, Dennis Taylor will give you your job back. And Brad Hamilton responds, F Dennis Taylor. I'm not apologizing to him. I'll just work at the fish and chips place. Didn't work out well for him.
Are you the guy not apologizing in this analogy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was curious where that
was
going.
I'm like Brad Hamilton. Aye, aye, sir.
And this pertains to what exactly, Stevie? No, I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start with, first of all, you came in here, you're all gleeful because you just took your son to senior sunrise.
It's senior sunrise at his school. So what's happening is that all the seniors get up at 5:30 in the morning and they walk over to the park and they walk up the top of the hill, which overlooks the valley in Henderson. And they all wear like little Burger King crowns and it's senior sunrise. So very cool.
Wow. Sounds like something you would do as a child as well. Senior sunrise.
I had trouble getting up early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Stevie, let's start with a couple things. One, I saw you got in a little, it wasn't a tussle on Twitter, by the way. Fezzik Sports is where you can follow this gentleman on Twitter. Again, much nicer in person than he is on Twitter. But on Twitter, things bother you. The latest thing that this is not the latest thing because you brought this up before, but you really were poignant about it on Twitter yesterday, which is the notion that NFL alt lines are season win total alt lines are still a good thing. You disagree with that entirely.
100%. So we're a copycat world. So kudos, I believe.
Drew Dinsick.
He invented, or he was the first guy to talk about these alt totals.
Yes, he was.
And people used to say, you know, an NFL season wins half a game is worth like 50 cents. And it's not, all right? And so what would happen is that if you essentially sold half a game, so instead of playing over 8.5, you'd go over 9.5. And you would get, instead of laying minus one, taking plus 190, you would get like plus 220. You would get like an extra 130 cents. And it was a great deal. And these were great investments. But, you know, Jeff Benson, Circa, and these sports books, no dummies.
They can react.
They reacted. And so now you're getting short paid. So now when you sell a game, instead of getting an extra 130 cents, you're getting like an extra 70 cents. And what's amazing, it's like the price doesn't matter to the people, to the content providers who don't actually bet and don't actually win. And I'm seeing like left and right, I'm seeing people say, oh, play, you know, give up a game and play it like plus 155. and it's woefully inadequate. It's like you would never sell a game and only get like plus 155. Just play it at the other number minus 110.
What do you prefer to bet then in lieu of that?
Oh, just play the traditional.
Just play the traditional
number. There's no reason.
Weren't
there's...
you talking about some other form of that on Twitter though?
What you can do now is you can buy a game. So what I'm finding is there's times if I'm instead of going under 7.5 and play like plus 165, you can go under 9.5 and lay the minus 170. And so oftentimes it's actually buying the game, in mm-hmm. my opinion, that has the value. Now, caveat, I'm sure people are saying about Fez, all teams are not created equal, and some teams have a much greater variance, teams with rookie quarterbacks, things like that.
That's a valid point.
A very valid point. Yeah. So that's a guideline that a half game is worth like 40 cents. Also pretty equally obvious is a team lined at 4 wins or 12 wins, the half game is worth even more. So when you're looking at a team like the Rams that are lined at 12, obviously buying a half game is worth more because the Rams are not going to win 18 games
this
year.
That's a great little piece
of advice. So they're much more likely to land 11, 12, or 13.
Preseason week one kicked off last night, 6 games. Were you involved in any of that?
I had so many bets. I got a book mad at me. They're like, that's Steve Fezzik. He's betting all these derivative bets we have up. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm betting them for $500, you know? And they're like, yeah, but you're betting like dozens and dozens of them. And I'm like,
Booking or not? What are we doing?
I mean, it's like I'm basically telling you what the right side is. Cheap for like $500 and they're mispricing some of these. So I had a whole bunch of bets. You know, it's interesting.
See, I made this point yesterday about when I was talking about prediction markets. I was like, for all the legalized sports books that try to, you know, crap on prediction markets, they have the benefit, regulated sports books do, of knowing who's betting their stuff. Like you, like Rufus, right? They know who the better bettors are, so they should be able to use that information. By the way, prediction markets, they don't know who's doing it. Right. So it's like if you think it's that easy, why don't you go make minus 102 over there? Because you'll find that it's not as easy not knowing who's betting.
Yes. And with the prediction markets, where you have to be really careful is when you're betting on like a political event or something like that versus a Monday night football game where I've heard like people say, oh, the ROI is worse for the average person at a prediction market because they're betting, you know, will there be a war in Afghanistan next year?
Elections aren't the right example. What you just said is a good example.
By the way, on these on preseason week one, let's take out the old, let's tally it up like the sharp money at close. Sharp money on Green Bay, no. Cincinnati, no. Indy, no.
The moves didn't work out.
Las Vegas, no. Tennessee, no. Now, to be fair, if you bet all this stuff and you were the originator, you went 2-3.
Okay.
But you went 0-5 against the closing number. And it goes back to, and preseason's a weird animal. So this
could very well change today and tomorrow.
I'm past posting here, but in general, and you saw
way to cherry pick, Stevie.
Yeah, you saw my notes, but it's consistent with what I've said. The eight of clubs method, it is, almost never is it correct to see a situation where the Tennessee Titans or any team is plus 2, and then they're closing minus 6.5.
Right, but
let me bet the Titans. Well, that's the right side.
Right, but I cited the Drew Dinsick sample, which was 1,100 games, 447 of which moved more than 1 point or 1 point or more, and it was 65% ATS. These are preseason games we're talking. 65% ATS before the move. And you're right, because I always caveat by saying, I would never dispense this advice in any other sports betting category ever. But preseason football might be the only one you can get away with doing it afterwards, too. It's still not a great thing to do. You want to get ahead of it. But even then, historically, you've been profitable.
Overreaction Friday, I'll say that going forward, if you randomly faded the steam against the market number, you'll win 51%. If you back the steam, you're only going to win 49%. But that's against the market number. And here's what, like, my critics, because I say fade the steam, and people are like, oh, that can't, it can't be that simple. Well, here's the beauty of fading the steam.
You have critics? Wow.
Pardon?
I said, you have critics? Wow.
When the steam comes, oftentimes there will always be overreactors in the bookmaking. Example, so the Titans close at 6.25. By the way, I believe I invented the decimal point spread.
You did.
But there was even
I believe you invented the decimal point, period.
at Circa, they went up to seven. They said, we got to get some money back on the Niners. And it, like, even if a book like Circa is going to give you a rogue number and a key number like seven, imagine what you might get, you know, at different books.
So do you have any bets today or tomorrow that are still around where you bet them, or they're all gone?
Well, they're all gone, but
yeah,
good news. So there's the Steamoramas today and Saturday.
Steamorama.
Are Miami, the Jets, Denver, Buffalo, Cleveland, and Philly. There's no way I'm getting involved with any of these six teams, but their opponents, depending upon what happens in the marketplace at post, I will become interested in, especially if possible derivative bets, things like team to score last. Like I feel like in preseason, when you look at a game like, and I got lucky with this bet, I bet Detroit to score last against the Bengals because the Bengals were laying 7.2 in the first half and they were laying 6.8 for the game. So the Bengals were actually a bigger favorite for the first half than the game. Thus, Detroit should be a tiny favorite in the second half. Well, they're a tiny favorite in the second half. Certainly, they should be favored since they're supposed to lose by 7 points to be the last team to score.
How'd your boot camp go? Are you going to do it again?
Boot camp was great. Fantastic. You know the best part of it? The guests. So we missed Todd Wishnev.
You did? Didn't make him a lucrative enough offer.
I got into negotiate. Todd is still angry with me because Todd asked, I made an offer to Todd, which he declined.
Yeah,
and then I made a much more handsome offer, which he declined.
They're both disrespectful, but yeah, okay.
And then disrespectful. So I offered him $1,000 to speak for 1 hour. And I said, boy, if I disclosed that amount, people would make fun of me. All right.
Well, they would be.
You know who would definitely make fun of me? This guy from Bet Bash. His name is Ferris. Who? And I quote: "There is no way this Todd Wishnev wins."
All right. Let's talk about this on the other side.
Yes.
I don't think you defended Todd's honor well enough, Steve Fezzik.
Okay. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge, but what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match it. Here's the thing: pro bettors, they spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't know and don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you're going to get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and so much more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Most people think sports betting is about picking winners. Ungambled is built on a different idea. Matched betting and arbitrage is a tool that teaches you how to use sportsbook bonuses and promotional offers to capture value, whether or not your side covers. And Ungambled backs it up. If you don't turn a profit on your bankroll in 8 weeks, they refund your membership. To learn more, start with a free guide at ungambled.com/VSIN. That's ungambled.com/VSIN. And use promo code VSIN for 10% off. Bet sharp, look square. And we will have the founder of that company on the show with us this coming Monday. Matt Brown's going to join me on Monday. Drew Tabor, the founder of Ungambled, will be on the show for 10 minutes on Monday. Mathematically proven hedging strategy, they say. 100% legal. Win with math, not luck. Again, ungambled.com/VSIN for more information. Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik in studio, part of Fezzik Fridays, of course, each and every Friday. I don't want to belabor the point on this because I want to get to some other things, but at Bet Bash, and I was saying to everybody, I was like, I got nothing but great feedback about Bet Bash, except for this Steve Fezzik ethics of touting panel where, who was it? What's the guy's name?
Ferris.
Says, look at the guy. He can't possibly be a winner. Talking about Todd. What are we doing,
so,
Steve?
So now,
don't you smack that down immediately. Don't you say, what, dude.
So I didn't see Todd, and he watched him on the TV show. All right, I've never seen Todd on the TV show. So I don't know if it's that this Ferris guy doesn't like people from Pittsburgh with Pittsburgh accents, or if he doesn't like gregarious people, or maybe he doesn't like big people, or maybe it's something else. I can't tell you.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
I can't tell you, but just the idea that someone would say, look at that guy. There's no way he's a good chess player or gambler.
Can we all be adults and agree that that's stupid?
Are we like literally on Twitter, like I know I can be mean, but in my youth, but people will write things and it's like you're back in your 10 years old in gym class.
Okay, but did you say that to him at the time?
Yes, I was. I was like, "What are you doing?" And then, famously, I thought, because I'm on Todd's Discord. Todd won 187 units, and risking one unit win 0.9. And I thought there would be, like I said, does anyone out here have Discord? Because anyone who has Discord that tries at all would have been up. You know, maybe you're not up 187 units. Maybe you're busy. Maybe you're only up 50 units or 100 units. But I thought like that the room would roar, and not everybody in the room roared, but most of the room roared.
Yeah, because people are petty and jealous.
It just doesn't make any sense to me because
and they also with their you can only get 5% of it. It's such nonsense. It's such absolutely false, factually incorrect. If you're actually doing it the right way,
even if you couldn't get any of them, by chance and happenstance, your team misses their next shot.
Exactly, you'll get better.
And you're going to get a point or 2 points back. So you would get 40% of them just by within 2 minutes later.
And everybody,
if you were engaged,
and everybody on the Discord agrees, and Todd sets the expectations a great thing anyway. His Discord is fantastic.
This Chance Copperpot is like Todd's biggest fan, and
rightfully so.
I don't think Chance Copperpot sleeps. I think all he does is like gets notified whenever Wishnev texts, and he only sleeps when Todd is asleep.
Give me your highlights of Bet Bash. Joe Pita
was fantastic because he talked about trading bases and how it has changed in the
past book,
15 years. His book, obviously, is trading bases, but he talked a whole lot about the prediction markets, and really, in many ways, it was a dual presentation where he talked about betting baseball, but he also talked about betting prediction markets and how basically a lot of these places, Kalshi, et cetera, when you factor in the fees, it's just a little bit cheaper. But the key is there's a lot of places out there that don't have fees right now, like novig.com, and places with smaller fees like ProfitX, where like Monday Night Football, I don't understand why anyone's making a bet at Circa. At post. I mean, because the line is 10, and you can bet minus 10, lay $1.10, or you can bet minus 10, lay $1.02. And I liken it to, do I want to pay $10 a gallon for gas or $2? Gil, I like paying $2, especially if I'm a big bettor and I'm filling up my tractor trailer.
Let me ask you about a situation that happened here in town. We alluded to it with Crack yesterday. Treasure Island. They were giving away $200. We actually showed Crack's the video that Crack provided. This long line. People love free $200, right? So it was this long line, and poof, gone. Debacle, the whole thing?
Completely. And, I hear all the time, Vegas knows. Oh, the Vegas experts know. Vegas doesn't know. And here's a great example with I'm going to go back. I used to host for one summer. Larry Grossman had a great show. You Can Bet on It. And I was the summer host for him, and it just so happened the Maxim, the old Maxim, became the Westin. Didn't have a casino then, but 2005 they did. And these suits decided, and I know how it happened. They run, hey, every time we sign up a new person with the player's card, we can capitalize and we make $638 off of them on average the rest of their gambling career. So let's give every single new player a $300 free play, right? It makes so much sense because we're going to make it back, but you won't make it back because of the adverse selection. If you give too good of an offer, and everyone, all the advantage players know this, they will be like locusts. They will come in, a guy that I had worked with.
But are there enough advantage players to override the masses that will be there?
10,000%, because none of the masses will sign up because the line will inevitably snake through the entire casino.
But not those APs, man. They'll wait.
With the Maxim, the advantage player, the Goose, literally was signing up homeless people. Hey, off the street of the Flamingo, I'll give you $20. You just have to get a player's card. And then he would take that player's card, they would sign up, he'd hand them a $20 bill, and he would play the $300 through, rinse and repeat, over, over, and over. And so the mere fact that no one at the Treasure Island, like, you know what, maybe I should call Anthony Curtis. I've got this idea, and I'm the vice president in charge of nothing, and I'm going to go ahead and authorize this. And the like, 1 5-minute conversation, and Anthony would say, boy, maybe you can give them $10 every week, and that might, maybe that might make sense, because then they'll keep coming in, and they'll eat in your restaurants, and they'll play and gamble. But if you let someone have an automatic $200 free play, kick at the can, then everyone's going to sign up their gardener, their niece, their nephew, And it just turns into a debacle. And then the normal people, like I saw on the internet, they're waiting 5 hours in line. And then they pulled the rug out from underneath them at the very end. They said, sorry, we're closing down.
And Can you believe that if you were one of those people?
I think a lawsuit in order, because they were told, and I think that's a binding contract by the casino. Oh, you will be processed. And then you spend hours and hours.
So wait, they didn't cut that off at the back of the line and say, okay, no more people in line. They did it right in their face up front. Like, sorry.
Exactly.
We're closed.
Exactly.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's from what was reported on the internet.
Bill Krakenberger, Krak, had an interesting theory about this yesterday. He thinks, why'd they do the promotion? He says, because the Hard Rock is about to open next year right in front of them. And I do mean right in front of them. I have a follow-up question with that. They want to get as many people registered as possible. Like, it's a competitive kind of thing. I mean, apparently it wasn't that great of a idea.
And all these casinos lie. They say of the Maxim disc, oh, highly successful program. Well, what are they supposed to say? Fire me, I'm incompetent.
Yeah.
You know, I actually think, call me skeptical. When I see something like this, I think there's someone who's getting some kind of bonus. Hey, if we can get our database over a certain amount of people, then I get a kickback. Like famously, one sports book in town dealt, not the Circa, because this was a promotion. They knew they would lose. They dealt minus 100. They bet dealt no vig, and they got their teeth kicked in. Because the greatest sports bookie in the world is going to get their teeth kicked in dealing minus 100. But another sports book just did that on a whim, and they did it once, and they never did it again.
The Virgin.
Actually,
we went for a March Madness one year.
Right. And so the Virgin, like, I'll bet minus 24. Minus 100, some would call that even money. Okay, then they move to 25.
Some would also go plus 100 even
then
money,
someone comes
Stevie,
in and says, I'll take the plus 25, plus 100. How are you going to win, Virgin? Oh, with volume. Yeah, so if it doesn't land 24 or 25, 94%, 93% of the time I'm going to break even if I'm the Virgin, and 7% of the time I'm going to lose $2,000.
Can we go back to Treasure Island for a second? This has nothing to do with sports betting, but if you're... For those who have not been to Las Vegas here in the last
free parking
month or two,
which is great.
Wait a minute. But if you're in Vegas now, the most iconic structure, right? When you look from south up the Vegas Strip, and it does the dog leg right, use the golf term, but you see the Stratosphere is the most iconic. Well, it used to be the most sort of, in the last years, was the most iconic thing, I would say, in the Strip. But now, before you even hit the dog leg, you got this massive guitar now, right? And Treasure Island, which used to be, you know, with the pirate ship and all that stuff.
Oh, I love the pirate battle.
Hold your pirate ship enthusiasm. But now they have this gigantic guitar that they are literally in the shadow of. And I'm asking you, I don't know if you're the authority on this, Treasure Island must have lost their mind when they found out this was happening.
Oh, no, it's good for them. Because now the foot traffic, the spillover, they'll be what they call a parasite. They'll be a parasite casino.
Really, I have a prediction. Mm-hmm. The current owners are going to sell.
I think it's Ruffin, right?
He's going to sell it. I don't think he wants that property that's obscured by this giant guitar.
No, you do much better when you're not standalone casino.
I'd make a side bet with you, Stevie, but I don't know if I'm going to get my money if I win. So there you go.
Well, I've been known to slow pay.
It's a whole nother story. For VSiN +++, I'd love to get into it. More with Fezzik, the star of Fezzik Fridays, on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
College football is almost here, and betting it blind is a losing strategy. Get the VSiN College Football Betting Guide free with VSiN Pro. It has previews of all 138 FBS teams, our preseason top 50, power ratings, proven betting systems, and best bets from VSiN's sharpest minds. And that's not all. VSiN Pro also gets you the NFL betting guide, the fantasy life fantasy football guide, daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Try it today for just $9.99 or lock in a full year and save 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. How much college football, now that Dr. Bob is retired from college football, is it going to, be honest with your answer, is it going to lessen your college football betting this year? Certainly on season win totals it will.
Well, it's a great question because Bob sharpens up the market so much. So now,
interesting.
So now, like, the great
twist,
the great Dr. Bob like once he releases his 12 college football plays, well, there's 12 Jacksonville State unders I can no longer bet because
right.
he's going to move them, you know, half of a game. Hey, just a quick shout out to Dr. Bob. During Bet Bash, I came up. This is interesting because I'm in the minority here, but I'm right and everyone else is wrong. I feel I can't tell you how strongly I am. And 50 years from now, everyone's going to say Fezzik was right and all these other people were wrong. Dr. Bob is not in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame.
Okay, this is not your thing, but okay.
This is it's not my thing?
Well, I mean, me and Carl said we actually worked with Bob. Like, we're the ones who are the most dumbfounded by this beyond you.
Well,
I appreciate you carrying the flag also.
And I don't want to dismiss there's outstanding bookmakers that belong in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. Chris Andrews, you know, Richie Bocciolari, Nick Bogdanovich, et cetera, Vinny Maliuto, and Jimmy Vaccaro. I could go on and on.
Yeah.
But, like, I had a conversation with Richie, and I thought he was going to close on me. I thought he was going to pick me up Undertaker and chokeslam me because I said to him, I said, Richie, of course, if there was a betting syndicate and there was a snake draft and people were drafting who they want to give them their number so they can make more money.
He's in the number one pick.
I said he's either number one or, you know, he's certainly first round.
Yes.
He should probably be the number one pick. And I said, Richie, everybody knows this. And Richie looked at me like I was on Mars. Like, what the heck? And it's frustrating for me because I'm like, the guy, like I think Mark Lawrence should be in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame for different reasons. But for performance, Dr. Bob, like Wall Street Journal does an article, it moves every line by 2.5 points. Even the Westgate would do a sharp report. All 11 plays were Dr. Bob plays. None of these other guys, they're in a contest. They're all flipping coins, 50% lifetime, 52%, and he's hitting 55%. This is ridiculous. This guy is better at sports handicapping than most of us will be at anything our entire lives. And until we can agree to this, this conversation is over.
Stevie, I don't agree with you on much, but on this I do. This is, and it kind of, as you're going through this, it kind of makes me mad because what it shows is this unbelievable nature of being in cocoons in sports betting. You know, there's a lot of this, and I'm sure in other industries too. We have this in sports betting media, right? Like everybody's in their own cocoons. This guy thinks, you know, he's the most important, like, you know. Your guy GRP thinks he's the most important person in the sports betting community. He told me as much when he came
Charity
here.
Charity dunk tank almost he's goes like, tragically wrong.
He said, how can you not? A tragic dunk tank accident. We hope his knee is better, by the way.
I'm not
trying to make fun of it. But he told me as much. He goes, how can you not follow me? How do you not know what's going on in the world? I'm like, do you really think that if I don't follow you, I don't know what I'm... It's amazing. So what I'm saying is cocoons exist in everything. But the one that you're referring to is so egregious... Because it shows that side of the counter has no perspective on what actually is going on day to day in the real world of betting.
Absolutely zero. Who's moving the numbers? Yeah. And performance-wise, it's like results don't matter. And this is what I'm really down on the tout industry. All
By
right?
the way, Rufus should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, of course. But he's so young.
In the Sports Betting Hall
He's so young, I'm okay, like, making him wait a few years. Like they make people wait
no,
5 years.
No, I agree.
Years. But I go back to, like with the tout, it's like performance doesn't matter. It's like literally, Dr. Bob, I don't know if it's 54.7% of all his plays, like, the last 30 years, but he's still going strong in the NFL. He's like over 55% the past like 6 years, and yet all these other people who think they have this acumen and the like, and it's just nonsense. Like, you look at, like, in college football, for instance, Brad Powers, like, people put out their college football games of the year, the bookmakers, and they make horrific mistakes, and Brad Powers is like, that's just stupid, that's off by 8 points. He would never make a mistake. He could be drunk off his you know what, and he wouldn't make a line off by 8 points.
Not that this is a fascinating topic for everybody, so I'll leave it at this. But I always say this, whenever this topic comes up, or you bring it up, or somebody else, there is one person who I would even put in ahead of Dr. Bob, which is Elihu Feustel, who has helped people on different levels throughout his life, whether it was as a ghostwriter at Pinnacle for Simon Noble, which was really the newsletters I was reared on in the 90s, as Justin Seven in the SBR forums for so many years, which he did. He's written books. I mean, guys like that.
But he's very young also. So
yeah, he's very young. I mean, I didn't know if you put a... I don't know why you
He just took me out to dinner, so thank you.
Yeah,
for
I don't know why
Elihu.
You need to put an age problem.
A Hall of Fame typically has, like, after you get out of most of your career, there's a 5-year wait. And yeah, then, okay. So they're kind way. Of like, Elihu hasn't even peaked necessarily.
Either way, I'm just saying there is a subset to the industry I use lightly, that is, to me, is an egregious, blind spot to these kinds of things.
By the way, I blatantly plagiarized In Search of Bobby Fischer, the movie where the budding chess prodigy, his father, a teacher says, "I'm worried that your son's spending too much time in this chess thing." And he goes nuts on the teacher. Like, until you recognize how great my son is at chess, our conversation is donezo. I really go back to the snake draft is the key. How can it would almost be like, you got the second, Billy Walters is the best, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got like a guy, literally, he's like, Bob moves more numbers, is more successful with this than anybody else, and it's not even close. And yet all these Hall of Fame guys, you put them in all these contests, you give them 100 picks, and somehow they hit 51%.
By the way, Carl...
Over and over.
Speaking of contests, you got the Carl Sack VSiN bracket NBA playoff challenge trophy from a couple years ago.
I believe mine's a couple inches bigger than yours.
I received one in the mail. It is a monstrous trophy. I was not expecting a trophy.
Carl asked me to take a picture of the trophy, and I thought he was like checking up on me. I want to make sure Fezzik didn't just trash can that his wife gave it out to charity or something.
I think he wanted to determine what size mine should be also.
I have terrible news. Computer Bob has checked in with me. So I stupidly said the Gil Alexander 26-12 record will never be broken. It's so phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he ran the numbers, and it turns out a 53% handicapper, indeed 2% of the time, is supposed to have that record, which means with 25 handicappers, not that these guys are 50, they might be the best bettors in the world, but they never seem to hit 53%. Somehow, I don't know what the contradiction is, even though they're playing against stale numbers. But someone is going to beat your record.
Says sarcastically, yes.
No, I mean, yeah. I hear that all. Oh, this guy's the greatest. You know, he's like making so much money and everything. But yet every time he publicly has to give us, maybe, you know what it is, maybe we're not getting the good picks in the contest. Maybe we're getting his bad picks.
Chrissy was here earlier. What's your current South Point situation? You okay?
Yeah, the $1.50 hot dogs. The three limit, but you can get back in line. They don't. They do not cut you off like South Point bowling. Good video poker, great blackjack. Something for everyone. It's a great place to visit. Great place to gamble. I can't go to the sports book. That's all right. I can go to the sports book. I can hang out. And like, by the way, I thought Then One Day was a really good book.
Fantastic.
However.
Oh, God, with the however.
No, it's not however. This is a valid criticism.
Uh-huh.
Every week he would write about how well the book was doing, like the sports book, right, with the results. But it's the same thing as the tout industry. Where is, like, I want the big picture.
Wait,
like,
you're talking about Then One Year.
One or the other. But the point is, I'm a numbers guy. I want to hear, like, hey, here was our goal. Here's how much we actually made. And maybe proprietary information wasn't allowed to disclose.
Chrissy, can you go back to 2020 and rewrite that, please?
I want to see the numbers. How much are these guys actually making? What are they holding? Opportunity for maybe a fifth book.
That's a rewrite. wait, so now if people are digging your stuff here, if people are listening to you for the first time here, Stevie, where can they get all your picks moving forward?
Well, if they're betting less than $200 a game, don't buy picks because it would cost too much. Just go to @FezzikSports. I don't have a website, but I'm real excited. I've been working with Dr. Chow, so SIC Picks is where I'm going to be giving out my picks. But what I'm really excited about, I'm going to have a daily update where I'm just, and you saw my daily update today, where I'm just talking about educating the better.
I didn't see anything yet, but I will.
And making them, I sent it to you twice.
I'm doing a show, Stevie. You think I'm reading your texts?
5:45 a.m. during the sunrise.
Jesus, my God.
but you know, basically, like explaining, like we talked on air about when there's a big line move, the natural reaction is, oh, that's where all the sharp money is. No, the natural reaction should be look to fade it or pass.
Okay, so where do they go for your stuff?
SICPicks.com.
Okay. We're going to make Steve give us a play. He has a season-long or season-remaining baseball thought or two. We'll get those from Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's a Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander. You can follow me, by the way, at Beating the Book. Do I ever say that? Oh, when I read tweets, I do. Steve Fezzik in for Fezzik Fridays. You can follow him at Fezzik Sports. Well, we get tweets Beating the Book. Patrick Kelly talking about the Chrissy Andrews hour. He said, that was awesome. I'm a newbie. So can only imagine the good old shows were great old shows. You guys should celebrate and go have a catch. Tying a couple shows together right there. Joe Sakag? Zakag? I don't know how you pronounce your last name, Joe. I apologize. It's a wonderful segment with you and Chris this morning. Makes an overcast day in WPA tolerable. I think he means Western Pennsylvania. Fred Currier, great hour today with Chrissy Gill. Feels like family. Sure does. Sure did. Nemesis Enforcer. Ha, didn't realize Senior Sunrise was a thing in Nashville and took some this morning to his Senior Sunrise. Did you say Kelly is in Nash Vegas? He's got a doppelganger in Chili's here. Was that close to creeping bro out and asking him to take a pic a few months ago? I don't think so, Nemesis. Jordan Pagel. Glad you guys brought up the alt win total values. I was shopping bets last week, and the value of the alt seems mostly gone. Example, I was shopping the Bears under, found under 9.5 minus 101, but the best under 8.5 was just plus 150.
Woefully inadequate. 50 cents?
Yeah.
You need to get 80 cents minimum.
Big Kumbe still got some good EGA numbers out there. Yeah, he got plus 730 on her. I got 7-1 on her. Let's see. Russell Smith, great segments with Chrissy Andrews. Miss him being on your show on a weekly basis. As do I, Russell. As do I. And then, let's see here. I'm Ron Burgundying through. Willie B. Benton, busy day at work and about to start your show from the beginning, so forgive me if you've already had Fezzik on, but curious to know, if he plans to bet the Dodgers game under tomorrow, 4:15 p.m. local start at Chavez Ravine in August, double dime bet, Fez? I think he means the shadows are problematic.
You know, Anaheim, for years, that was really good. I'm not familiar with Chavez Ravine. It would certainly make sense. Yes.
Mike Alvarez. What? You made a triumphant? Talking to Chrissy. What? You made a triumphant return to Gil? I don't know what his emojis there are saying. Happy Friday, indeed. I don't have time to decipher emojis, Mike Alvarez. Auburners, any chance we get a bonus chapter in the future from Chris named Fezzik? Oh, that'd be great. Add a Fezzik chapter. That's the one I want.
I will write a book one day.
Oh, that should be fun. What are you going to write it about?
My 90s escapades all around, you know, Nevada and how I was working full-time. And then on the weekend, me and others would fly up to Wendover, Reno, Tahoe, Las Vegas and Parley Card for like 14 hours straight.
Are you going to have a slow play chapter or a slow pay chapter, or is that not going to be included in the book?
That's Wendover.
Gregory.
Wendover slow paid us for like 8 months. So the fact you had to wait a couple of extra days.
Gregory Gill, after 45 years of going to Caesars Properties, card carrying member, I've decided that South Point or downtown, is it going forward because of your show? I don't know. Gregory, you're going to have to edit that. I'm not sure what you said there. JT. Speed to burn, 725. I 100% agree with Fezzik, which always worries me, but Dr. Bob is the best. John Price, Chris Andrews killed it. Great hour with two legends. So when can we expect the author Gil Alexander to release the book we all want to read? Oh, John, that's going
to
be a banger.
Hey, South Point is the best place for kids. If you come to Vegas, yeah. It's a fantastic venue, and they do everything right. It's old Las Vegas.
I think I'll write a book one day about this whole experience of life. Eric Biggio, our buddy from William Hill Caesars. Some good points regarding Dr. Bob and Sports Betting Hall of Fame candidates. That being said, you might have a different perspective if you work behind the counter for a bit. Sharpest group/bettors I've seen doing this for 25 plus years, you'd never heard of. Yeah, well, I don't know if that's a plus in that category. Bob also, this is why I always say this about people, because people kill pick sellers. No one gives people like Dr. Bob or any of us who put out picks, right, publicly, and certainly Bob has been doing it longer than anybody, the actual accolades for having the onions to do it publicly. There's something to be said for that also. And Bob has done it successfully and documented. Because, again, with the syndicates, a lot of people, they like to romanticize some of the syndicates, too. They're not always great either.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I have spoken with Bill 80 about this, though. I said at some point the results have to matter.
Like, you
can't have someone constantly, you can't say this is an expert when they don't win.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're not providing great information that is helpful and people like them and they're great guests. Just don't make them a betting expert.
That's right. Agendaless assessments. By the way, the tennis picks today, again, The only one that was really playable by price was Talon Griekspoor, which ironically was the one that I had given out yesterday that it's still not to go. Talon Griekspoor -101 versus Botik van de Zandschulp. Of the other three, they all, I mean, ridiculous CLV on all of these, making all three unplayable. Coleman Wong, 41 cents of CLV. I said, don't play it this morning. And right now we're in a third set. We're in a dogfight, Coleman Wong. So again, having a bunch of CLV, boy, oh boy. Seems like it doesn't, when you have massive CLV, it seems like it doesn't work out just as much as it does.
By the way, I would be remiss. The line moves 40 cents, but your actual CLV should be versus the CLV no vig number. So you probably had 32 cents of CLV point.
Sorry, too.
I just think it's important. People think they're laying minus 110 and it goes to minus 116 and they think they have the edge, but they don't.
Iga Swiatek to win the U.S. Open, 7-1. You can still get better numbers than that right now, but that's what I got it at yesterday during the match, during the final in Toronto, and then after the match. Tigers, most wins August, 60-1. Let's go, Tigers. First of a three-game set against the White Sox today in Detroit. 10-point preseason teaser. Don't comment on the price, Stevie, at minus 130. Dolphins, Commanders over 25.5 tonight. Bucks, Jets over 26 tonight. Rams, Chiefs still to come this weekend over 26.5.
My only criticism with Tyus Lewis, so I don't like that, you know, integer.
You want to go to the halves as much as you can, yeah. Kelly, in absentia, he's on the Chiefs versus the Rams. That's tomorrow in preseason football, week number one. And then who else did we have earlier on the show? Jensen, Cubs, -1 run versus the Cardinals. Marlins, Reds under 8.5. Pirates, +115 versus the Red Sox. Brewers, Dodgers under 8.
Like that Reds under. I endorse that.
You like that Reds under? Okay.
Great pitching.
Jordan Sherwood, UFC 330 tomorrow. Main event, Islam Makhachev by decision, +110 versus Ian Machado Gary. Fight before that, Jillian Robertson, +185 versus Mackenzie Dern. And then some other fights on the card. Esteban Ribovic's by KO /TKO -159 versus Edson Barbosa. And Joel Alvarez versus Chidi Njukwani under 1.5 rounds at +107. That UFC 330 is tomorrow. Shout out to Peter Fornenthal for talking us through a horse racing scandal earlier on the show. A couple of things. We gotta race through these. Dodgers season win total. Adjusted.
Season win under 99.5. All week long, you've been talking about who's going to have the best record. Nobody thinks it's going to be the Dodgers anymore. And yet they're lined three games higher than everyone else. So that's my best bet there.
Yeah, we went through it. I never once mentioned the Dodgers. All the Dodgers care about is being a two seed. They don't need to make a run for it. Okay, you wanted to talk about something else here, too.
The famous four out situation.
The Blue Jays and the Red Sox the other day.
So I'm not going to go into all the details. The Red Sox get to score a run because the Blue Jays recorded three outs, but they needed to record a fourth out. They needed to appeal a run that crossed the plate. So my dad told me, if you watch a baseball game closely enough, you will see something that you have never seen ever before. So what is interesting, apparently when all nine fielders leave the fair area, you no longer can appeal. So on any funky play where a run is scored, basic strategy should be your center fielder should stop 1 foot from home plate until he's given the okay to leave the field and that there wouldn't be appeal. It's shocking. No one on Tampa Bay knew the rule. But back to what my dad was, when I was watching the game with my dad, I heard someone yell in the crowd, "Hey, Wendelstedt, they got two guys in the on-deck circle. That's not allowed." And then Harvey Wendelstedt walked over and he asked one of them. He said, you guys can't do that. So if you watch closely, that's the only time I've ever seen two guys in an on-deck circle talking to each other like that. One time, like in Cleveland, 19-foot high wall, ground rule double, bounced over the wall. The left fielder couldn't find the ball, lost it in the lights. So if you watch closely enough, every single game will have one occurrence that you'll have never seen before.
Your dad did not come up with that, though.
Not the thing of
you go to a baseball game, you see something different every time. That is not
that's a direct quote from my dad.
Yeah, I know, but that's a very widely known statement.
Well, he probably stole it from someone 50 years ago and I didn't know any better.
Well, that seems to have a genetic trait, perhaps.
Oh, attribution.
You wanted to give a restaurant review on Ocean Prime.
Oh, yeah. So Gilly was nice enough to take me to lunch at Ocean Prime. It's just fantastic. You know, I don't know what was better, the food or the service. So just it's tucked away between Cosmo and Park MGM 4-4?
Cosmo and Aria.
Literally,
and crystals, really.
Literally, yeah. It could be a scavenger hunt trying to find a
place.
It
really is tough.
You know,
to find, yeah.
So, and what I love about this, I love a very high end restaurant that gives you an out. So there's like a happy hour, there's a price fixed lunch special. I love that as opposed to like you're just stuck and you're paying $100 for lunch.
Steve Fezzik, everybody, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. And again, your picks this year with Dr. Chow are where?
SICPicks.com.
SICPicks.
That's the only place. I do not have a website.
Is this going to be, just promise me, this is not going to be an aggregation thing. This is going to be your stuff. Yes?
Yes, but I listen to everyone. I listen to Gil. If Gil Alexander has a play that he loves, or Todd Wishnev, absolutely, I will consider it.
Do you attribute? Do you do attributions?
90% of the time.
Why? It's a whole other.
Some guys say they don't want to be attributed.
Steve Fezzik, everybody. Prop Points is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.